Good morning, dear congregation. It's a busy morning, so I'm not going to say much, but I just wanted to say a couple of words about the music that we're sharing with you this morning. You may have noticed already, it's by Mozart and Haydn. So I decided to choose those two great geniuses of the late 18th century because they are, they're so joyful. And I felt like what I really wanted to share with you this spring was joy and lightness and just deliciousness. Haydn and Mozart are sort of like the chocolate and peanut butter of classical music. They taste great together. So we have two small motets by Mozart and a mass by Haydn in the middle. By the way, the piece that we sang is the prelude. He wrote when he was 15 years old, just to make you feel great about what you were doing when you were 15. The Haydn Mass has two names. It has a formal name and a nickname. The formal name is Missa Brevis Sancti Ioannis de Deo, which is named after the fraternal order that commissioned the Mass, commissioned him to write it. And its nickname is the Kleine Orgelmesse, or Little Organ Mass. One of the choir members asked me this morning, I thought you were going to bring in a little organ to play. Like, why does it call it Kleine Orgelmesse? It features organ prominently in the fourth movement. There is a duet between the soprano soloist and the organist, much like you find in Bach's music, a sort of co-equal duet between a singer and an instrumentalist. So that's why it was nicknamed the Orgelmesse. And it is a short mass. One of the ways that Haydn achieved brevity was by taking these long texts, particularly the Gloria in Excelsis Deo and Credo in Unum Deum, these two movements, two and three, which have a lot of words. And he decided he would distribute chunks of the text to each voice part. So the sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses at the beginning of movements two and three, it might sound like we don't know what we're doing, because each section of the choir is singing a different text. And he just decided he was going to dispatch it by sort of compressing the whole thing into a quadruple-decker sandwich. So it sounds wonderfully chaotic and energetic and a little Pentecostal, so this is like a postscript to Pentecost, maybe. And the effect is one of just sort of humorous chaos and cacophony. Haydn was a great jokester and a trickster, so I think this is one of his musical jokes. So in the spirit of Vienna, where these pieces were composed, I invite you to enjoy this music for the confection that it is. It's a little bit like a Viennese pastry, light and sweet and elegant, and we hope you enjoy it.